doctors don't understand that really headaches are biological in origin, and if they're going to be treated, we've got to be able to look for the triggers and then eliminate the triggers in order to be able to deal with and eliminate headaches altogether. This means that doctors have got to move beyond that psychological component of their thinking and really look at a variety of really biological factors, such as, is there a family history of chronic headaches and migraine headaches? Is a person stressed, and to what degree are they stressed? And the reason for that, while it may appear stress being more psychological, it's the chemical chain reaction that occurs as a result of stress that really creates that biological origin around headaches. What that stress response is it's the elevated level of cortisol, which then can contribute to a depletion or a deficiency in serotonin, and serotonin is the primary cause biologically of headaches itself. The other thing that a doctor needs to look at is, does a person have allergies? Is there a hormone imbalance that they're experiencing? Do they have weather sensitivities? And then also some of the other triggers, such as hormone imbalances, as I mentioned, but then also looking at food sensitivities, arthritis, grinding of teeth. So I'm going to be sharing a lot of those things. But again, we have to look at all of those things, because while they may appear in some cases to be psychological, they're really more physiological in the outcome and what they bring. Especially when you start working with a doctor with headaches, it can be frustrating for both the doctor and yourself, because it's really a process of elimination, and it may feel like hit and miss in the beginning of the process, but that's about the only way to really start looking at the headache itself, number one, and being able to define the kind of headache it is, and then number two, it's a process of being able to go in and literally eliminating the different common known triggers of headaches in order to be able to come up with a treatment plan that is going to effectively either relieve or eliminate the headaches itself. And the problem with headaches, the second problem, is they really don't